Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with The Organist Entertains. And whatever your personal preference as far as organ music is concerned, I hope you'll find something just for you in tonight's programme, starting off with a well-organised version of Mozart 40, played by Ernest Broadbent at the organ of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. Mozart 40 from Ernest Broadbent playing the Tower Wurlitzer in Blackpool. Well, it would be difficult to imagine a more contrasting sound to that than the one produced by the Verzi Galaxy Electronic, which is what's coming up next, with German organ ace Franz Lambert at the controls with his arrangement of Belitis. Franz Lambert and the Verzi Galaxy with Bilitis. Back to pipes now, this time the 20 ranks of them which helped to make up the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer, originally opened in the city's Paramount Theatre in October 1930. American organist Rob Calcaterra is at the console on this occasion to play the Basin Street Blues. Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer and Basin Street Blues, played by Rob Calcaterra. And from an American on pipes to a Canadian on electronics, as Lloyd Barry plays The More I See You on Hammond X66. The More I See You from Lloyd Barry on Hammond X66. to December 1959 for this recording, made by the man who was often referred to as the organist with three hands. Well, certainly the way in which Reginald Porter Brown used to get around the keys and pedals was quite amazing at times, and I don't think any organist ever used quite as many notes at one time as he did. Well, this arrangement of the Petite March was broadcast, as I said, over 25 years ago, and the organ Reggie's playing is the three-manual 12-rank Wurlitzer of the Regal Kingston-on-Thames. Reginald Porter Brown at the organ of the Regal Kingston-on-Thames, recorded in 1959. Now, if you were listening to the programme about a month ago, you'll perhaps remember that I had a chat to David Nunes from the Electronic Keyboard and Organ Distributors Association about current and future trends in instrument design and technology. And it was pretty clear that certain manufacturers, at least, seem to be getting further and further away from the concept of organs as we've known them over the past however many years. For instance, on this next record, Glyn Madden is described as playing the Yamaha F-Series multi-keyboards. Well, at the end of the day, I suppose it all comes down to what's in a name, because it's the sound that really matters, and that, I think you'll agree, is terrific. Thank you. Desafinado, an excellent arrangement there by Glyn Madden and played by him on Yamaha Melty keyboards. Well, it's always sad when a theatre has to close, particularly when it's one as famous as The Regal, more recently known as the Top Rank Club in Edmonton, North London. But that's what happened just before Christmas, and to mark the occasion, a special farewell concert was held featuring the 50-year-old 4-manual 14-rank Christie. Well, fortunately, this splendid organ is going to be preserved, but as it's likely to be some time before we're able to hear it again, let's listen to it now in the very capable hands of Simon Gledhill with a beautiful interpretation of Hoagy Carmichael's The Nearness of You. Simon Gledhill playing the Edmonton Christie, The Nearness of You. Well, here's another youthful and very popular contributor to our weekly programmes, John Walker, who is not only an excellent player, but a very fine composer as well. Here's his disco take, played on Yamaha FX20. Disco take, composed and played by John Walker on Yamaha FX20. Well, over to America now to hear the 1928 Wurlitzer, originally installed in Detroit's Fisher Theatre. Like so many other instruments, the organ became redundant, and in 1961 it was sold to a private buyer who then leased it to the Detroit Theatre Organ Club, which he'd helped to form. Well, the club managed to buy and refurbish the town's Senate Theatre, and today the four-manual 34-rank Wurlitzer is in peak condition and sounds magnificent, particularly with such an accomplished artist as Billy Knoll at the console. Here's Billy's typically unconventional styling of Jealousy. Thank you. Billy Noel's version of Jealousy, played on the Senate Theatre Wurlitzer in Detroit. And talking of slightly unusual interpretations, here's a distinctly up-tempo arrangement of Michel Legrand's Summer of 42 from Tony Back on Elka 610. Tony Back, the Elka 610 and Summer of 42. Concerts this week are as follows. Tomorrow the 16th, two concerts at 7:30 p.m. with Julie Haig at the 3J's Gomersall and Norman Scott and David Brocklehurst at the Blue Coat School, Oldham. On Sunday the 17th, Phil Kelsall at Louth Town Hall at 2:30 and at 2:45, John Mann at the Guildhall, Southampton and David Shepherd at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham. Finally, some of you may already have heard that the State Theatre at Grays closed its doors on January the 31st. But, however, the concert featuring Robert Wolff will still take place this Sunday at 3 p.m. And providing our grand finale to this week's programme, the glorious sound of the magnificent Father Willis organ in Huddersfield Town Hall. The organ was restored in 1980 and 81 by the famous Durham firm of Harrison & Harrison, who wisely decided to retain all the original Willis pipework, and the restoration also included a brand new console. Well, here's Wakefield Cathedral organist Jonathan Bealby to play Fanfare by the Belgian composer Nicolas Lemon. Fanfare, played by Jonathan Bealby on the organ of Huddersfield Town Hall. And I'm afraid that's it for this time. Thanks for being with me during the past 40 minutes. Hope you'll be back again next Friday at the slightly later time of 9:30. But until then, with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying take care and see you next week.